This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Macher. Andrew Litton has conducted a lot of orchestras. He's currently the music director of the Colorado Symphony. He's made more than 100 recordings, one of which earned him a Grammy Award. His first project with the Colorado Symphony is also a first for Andrew Litton. It's a recording filled with the American sound of Aaron Copland.
I had been recording with the Swedish label BIS in Bergen, where I'd been music director, since 2003. And I said, I got this great orchestra in Denver. I'm starting with, would you guys be interested in coming record? And they said, well, yes, we have no Copland in our catalog, and it's a Wild West orchestra. I said, yeah, really? When's the last time you've been to Denver? But in any case, I said, sure, you know, why not? And so we did the complete Billy the Kid and the complete Rodeo. And it was so much fun for me and the Colorado Symphony to actually learn the rest of these pieces, because you play the suites all the time. You know, they come up all the time in pop shows, kiddie shows, and even subscription concerts, but not the complete ballets. And some of the music is absolutely gorgeous. And of course, when you play it all the way through, it makes total sense. So we really had fun doing the complete ballets. And then we did El Sol en Mexico and Outdoor Overture. So it was a great first project with the Colorado Symphony for BIS, and I'm very pleased with the results.
This is an incredibly vibrant recording. You'll immediately notice the playfulness in the winds and the brightness of the brass section. Andrew Litton told me everything you hear was carefully planned.
Yeah, it's very much my intention, because I really feel this music needs that crispness and great ensemble. And of course, there's no record company that helps you get that better than BIS. BIS's speciality really is to do many, many takes to get things absolutely as precise as possible. So it's maybe, you know, purists might say, well, it's not what it sounds like in a concert. Well, yeah, that's true. But a concert goes by and it's done once. But when you have a document that's going to last forever, that is the heritage of an orchestra at a specific time, and the orchestra has the ability to play perfectly, why not go for it?
By recording these ballets in their entirety, you're going to hear a few things that may be new to you, like the shootout.
It's actually an extended gun battle from the one we're used to in the suite. So it really goes on for a while. You're like, okay, I think we get the message now. It was a lot of fun to record. And of course, our hall is brilliant for recording because it's got a lot of reverberation. So the guns in particular sound quite impressive. And the celebration is great music. I'm playing Honky Tonk Piano on that as well. It's just really fun. It's Copland, again, capturing the cowboy saloon sound with brilliant touches.
After the success of Billy the Kid, Copland was commissioned to write another cowboy ballet, this time with choreographer Agnes DeMille.
And I love the fact that this is all from a guy who was born in Brooklyn, New York, you know. The little tidbit of fun fact, that having been music director in Dallas for 12 years as I was that his mother actually grew up in Dallas. So there's the Western connection. She's actually related to the Neiman of Neiman Marcus. In any case, this whole idea of conjuring up what a little Western town would sound like with all the wooden structures and the bar doors swinging and all of that, Copland does so brilliantly in both of those Western ballets. It's incredible. You know, of course, he didn't always write like this. In fact, his early music was much more dissonant and atonal and crazy. And then he decided, okay, I've tried that, done that, now I want to write music that people want to listen to, you know? That's exactly what he did, and that's where we got these ballets.
Andrew Litton will have plenty more opportunities to bring ballet music to light and to the stage, because he was recently hired as the music director of the New York City Ballet Orchestra. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Macher.